I just want to read you a couple of scriptures. Our theme is no hesitation. It is Isaiah 6:8. I might as well just quickly read that scripture, although I don't want to harp on about it too much because it's going to get brought up. But our scripture is, our theme is no hesitation. It's pretty self-explanatory, right? The scripture is, I'm actually reading out of the NIV here. It just happens to be what the version I've got at the moment on my phone. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send and who will go with us?" And I said, "Here am I, send me." I'm going to read, you can grab your Bible if you want to, you don't have to. I'm just going to read Matthew 11. I'm just going to flick through a couple of scriptures I just wanted to bring out just to introduce things. I don't think I'm stealing anyone's scriptures. This is more just about our camp in general. Matthew 11, this is Jesus speaking. Verse 28 says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you." I always used to think that was an egg yolk, and that I could never get my head around that for quite some time. I don't know. I couldn't even give you an explanation of what I was thinking. It's Y-O-K-E. It's talking about the yoke on an oxen. Don't laugh at me too much, Pastor Tim. "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I'm gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy, my burden is light." I would really like to encourage you this camp, as well as other camps, but we're in the here and now, is if you're feeling like you've got a few burdens that you know you want to release, this is a great time to do it. It's also a great time in your bedroom, you know, on your hands and knees praying to God or whatever you want to do. But we are here now, and if there's any, you know, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. Forget about what is going on outside. I think we've all got things going on, maybe even this week or last week. Forget about it for this weekend. This is a sanctuary where the Holy Spirit resides all the time, and we can share with each other and we can really, you know, let things go a little bit. It's a different vibe at our Youngies camp, isn't it? You know, we have honest conversations at camp. The walls are broken down. I want to encourage you to do that. And Jesus encourages us to do that, more to the point. In Matthew 16, not far away, I will quickly flick there. In Matthew 16, 24 to 26 says, Jesus also talking to the disciples, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it. What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul? Or what can anyone give in exchange for their soul?" I think that's a really opportunistic scripture in our day and age. As a young people's group, in our generation, we are surrounded by things that entertain us all the time. I'm in that boat as well. There's barely a moment when we're at home when the TV might not be on. If it's not on for you, it'd be on for someone else or something like that. We are entertained always. Let us entertain God with our praise and our conversations to each other. And everyone said, you know, like that scripture there, it says, "What good will it be for someone to gain the whole world yet forfeit their soul?" If we put our lives into the things of the world, we are essentially not putting our lives into God. And this is a great time to concentrate and get something out of it and not just leave it here, but take it back with you. That's my encouragement there. When we have prayer, I think everyone knows here, there are a lot of things that we can pray about at the moment. There are people in our fellowship. There are things going on. If you don't have anything to pray about for yourself, pray for someone else. That is completely scriptural. There are people that need to be upheld in our prayer.